Thank you, Chair. With respect to Section 2, this framing of the possible considerations resonates with New Zealand as we support an approach to regulation which recognises there should be a graduation of controls depending on the capability of the autonomous weapons systems. That is, some should be expressly ruled out and others should have limits imposed on them. That said, we are struck by the fact that in the current draft, only fully autonomous weapons systems have any prohibitions that go beyond use. In other words, it is only for this category of weapons system that we are talking about the fact there should be no development, production, acquisition, or deployment. It does seem early in the process to be drawing that distinction, and perhaps puts more pressure on agreeing a definition of fully autonomous weapon systems than there needs to be at this stage. For example, why would we fall short of preventing the development, production, acquisition, or deployment of an autonomous weapons system that is of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or if it is inherently indiscriminate? Similarly, we imagine that no one would set out to develop an autonomous weapon system that falls short of the required standards of reliability or predictability. But we would certainly suggest that such weapons should also not go into production or be acquired, and should certainly not be deployed, even if they are never used. We strongly support the effort to categorise the sorts of limits that might need to be applied to partially autonomous weapon systems to maintain sufficient human control. We are, however, unclear on the implications of paragraph 2DI, which refers to regulations on the limit on the types of target, and wonder if this perhaps sets the bar too low, particularly with respect to the specific example provided, given that lawful targets can only ever be military objectives. Thank you.